This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respective brothers and sisters, with all that which is happening around the world today, especially in France, where our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, may peace and blessings be upon him, where his honor is being ripped apart, humiliated for the world to see, it only makes sense, my brothers and my sisters, that we in this khutbah today speak about how we can defend the most beloved individual to every single one of us. He who said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. One will not be a true believer until I become more beloved to him than his own children, his parents, and all of the people put together. This messenger who spent his life delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spent his whole life ensuring, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they come out of the darkness into the nur, into the light. This messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in the battle of Uhud, his helmet was smashed, his face was gashed, and his teeth was broken, just so he can deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he went to Ta'if, he was made to bleed, he was oppressed, until the two angels came to him and they said to him, إن شئت أطبق عليهم الأخشبين. If you wish, we will take these two mountains and we will slam it onto them. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, وإني لأرجو أن يخرج الله من أصلابهم من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا. I hope that Allah سبحانه وتعالى brings out from their loins these individuals who have just made me bleed, who have oppressed me, who have hurt me. Individuals who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they won't commit shirk. So my brothers and my sisters, anybody who feels that the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shouldn't be defended, then this person has a sickness in his heart. and his iman is suspected. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us about a normal individual. مَنْ ذَبَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُعْتِقَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever defends the honor of his brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a right upon himself to protect that individual from the hellfire. If that is with regards to your Muslim brother, how about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? In another hadith we are told, مَا مِنْ إِمْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ يَخْذُلُ امْرَأً مُسْلِمًا فِي مَوْطِنٍ تُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ وَيُنْتَقَصُ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهِ. There's not a person who deserts his brother at a time when his honor is being ripped apart and he's being humiliated, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will desert him at a time when he wishes to be defended. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the opposite. Whoever defends his brother at a time when he is being oppressed, when he's being spoken about, when his honor is being ripped apart, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for him at a time when he wishes to be helped and aided and assisted. In another hadith we are told, my brothers and my sisters, أُمِرَ بِعَبْدٍ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُضْرَبَ فِي قَبْرِهِ مِئَةُ جَلْدَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that a servant from the many of his servants is whipped in the grave, is lashed 100 lashes. Until this individual who is being lashed, he started calling out, بِمَ جَلَدْتُمُونِي. Why was I lashed? Why was I whipped? You know what was said to him? إِنَّكَ صَلَيْتَ صَلَاةً وَاحِدَةً بِغَيْرِ طَهُورٍ وَمَرَرْتَ عَلَى مَظْلُومٍ فَلَمْ تَنْصُرْهُ. You prayed a prayer without wudu, without the correct tahara, and you saw someone being oppressed and you didn't do anything about it. My brothers and my sisters, how do we defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from this humiliation that is happening to our beloved Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? My brothers and sisters, if we just stand over the Shahada, that which every single one of us here today has memorized, every single one of us here utters, young and old, La ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. When we testify that nobody has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger, he is Allah's servant. What does the latter mean? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger and is his abd. تصديقه فيما أخبر وطاعته فيما أمر واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر. It is to simply do what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded us with. To believe in what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. That's number two. Number three, وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا نَهَا عَنْهُ وَزَجَرُ. And it's to stay away from the things that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited and criticized. My brothers and my sisters, I ask you by Allah, if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was standing here today in front of us and he was saying, Ya Muhammad, Ya Abu Bakr, Ya Imran, Ya Fatima, Ya Khadija, Ya Maryam, don't do this or do this, would any of us really look at the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and just put him on standby and continue doing what I shouldn't be doing. Hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that was narrated by Al-Imam Muslim. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إنما مثلي ومثل أمتي كمثل رجل استوقد نارا. The example of me to my ummah is like the one who lit a fire. A man who lit a fire. Imagine this man in the middle of nowhere, in the darkness, he lights the fire. فجعلت الدواب والفراش يقعن فيه. And all the insects, the flies, they began to crawl towards this fire. And they started throwing themselves inside of this fire that was lit. وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَقَحَّمُونَ فِيهِ. While I am holding you by your trousers, but you are throwing yourself inside of this fire. Imagine this for a moment, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there holding us by our garments, and we are trying to run away from him, and we are throwing ourselves into the fire. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Harisun alaykum, so eager for us to be guided. A man, my brothers and my sisters, as Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know the pain that you are going through with that which they are saying. His whole life was dedicated so that we today are able to practice this religion. But then we put the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on standby, or we do the things that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam totally disliked. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My brothers and my sisters, there is a verse in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was referred to by Al-Imam Ahmad as Ayatul Mihna, the verse of examination. What is this verse? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, قُلْ say to them, O Muhammad, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah Azza wa Jal will love you. You know, my brothers and my sisters, I can stand here all day holding a banner. I love the Prophet. I love the Prophet. And chant this all day long. But the reality of the matter, my brothers and my sisters, even though we all might claim that we truly love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it upsets us when the most beloved to us all is being humiliated, we can claim this on our tongues. But my brothers and my sisters, what are we showing on our limbs? Wouldn't we say that it's hypocritical that if there was somebody who was insulting our parents, we get angry, right? And then as soon as that finished, we're disrespecting our own parents. She's saying, Muhammad, don't leave the house. And you tell her, whatever. And you continue whatever you're doing. We would all agree that this is what's hypocritical. This is disrespect to our parents. How about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us to do something and to stay away from something? Hassan al-Basri, the great tabi'i, he commented on this verse and he said, زَعَمُوا أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Some people claimed that they love Allah and His Messenger. فَابْتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. he ended up testing them with this verse, or he tested them with this verse. Because everybody can make that claim, especially around this period when the innovations, they begin to spread in our communities. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has disobeyed the whole year, and then this day comes on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, and some of us might be partying like the Christians on Christmas Day. Wallahi, sometimes I go past a particular home, I begin to think to myself, what is the difference between what the Christian is doing on Christmas Day and what this Muslim is doing? Except that the light is either green and they make it red or white. The true love, my brothers and my sisters, is that we implement the ins and the outs of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's how we're going to aid and assist the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this turbulent time. You go through the books like Al-Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, An-Nasa'i, the six books that have compiled the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The books that are the most authentic after the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Bukhari, and then all of the other five books follow. That we implement it one by one. And that's what makes us individuals who really and truly love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing that causes the likes of Macron and all of these other kuffar who have enmity and hatred towards Islam than one openly practicing his religion. Wallahi, it makes them burn inside. The fact that there is a woman who is dressing appropriately, wearing a hijab and a jilbab, and a man practicing the religion, making it apparent on his limbs, establishing the salawat, fulfilling the sunnah of the Messenger, there is nothing more that causes them to burn. Hence why they've lost, khalas, they've lost interest on those who have fallen off the religion. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. They will keep on fighting you until they are able to cause you to renegade from your religion. Allah says also in the Quran, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians, they will not be pleased with you until you follow their religion. And our religion is to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a death upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم
هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتي ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين
الله أكبر